scripture is from Luke 14. I'm going to read verse 1. It's, I know Carl's not on the thing, but I just wanted to put us in context. And then we'll jump to verse 7. So Luke 14, verse 1. On one occasion, Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath. And they were watching Jesus closely. Now we go to verse 7. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit at the place of honor in case someone more distinguished than you hasn't been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, give this person your place. Then in disgrace, you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he may say, friend, move up higher. Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. He also said to the one who had invited him, when you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or sisters or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return, and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, and the blind. You will be blessed because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So Jesus is invited to a religious leader's house for a wedding banquet. The inviter is an important person. Picture, if you will, an archbishop in full regalia, or the lead pastor of a megachurch in a $3,000 suit, or a senator, or the president CEO of Citicorp. The host is an important person. And this is an important, this is the host's daughter's wedding. This is a tuxedo and ball gown and bling uniform of the day kind of thing to go to. So Jesus is back in the back table, you know, the one by the kitchen that's kind of dark. And he's noticing that all these well-clothed guests are competing to sit in the lap of the bishop, leader, senator, CEO. They're trying to get as close to that person as possible. And if they can't get close, they're trying to sit where they're in the eye line of the bishop, president, CEO person. I imagine Jesus starts chuckling, starts laughing at all of this. And he shakes his head, and from the back table, he wants their attention. Now, think about who's sitting at the back table with Jesus. You have that awkward cousin Al, who you always have to invite, but you always hope that he won't come. And then next to Al is rude, obnoxious, ancient, nightmarish Aunt Marge. And recently, little Flora is there at the back table. No one knows what to say to her. And painfully shy teenage Darla, who hasn't spoken an audible word in public in 3 years. And rounding out the table are those poor relations, who are their meticulously clean clothes, but they're threadbare. And they brought their passel kit. And they're already dug into the dinner rolls and are making a mess around the table. So from this back table, this table of misfits, Jesus yells out, hey! Sorry, Scott. Hey! I want your attention. Listen to this. I want to tell you a story. What do you think about this? You're going to a soiree. And you're elbowing your way to the front. You're intimidating your way to the head table. And the folks at Channel 11 are there videoing. This is a big event. And you sit down and you smile at the camera. And you know you're going to be on the 10 o'clock news. And your recently whitened teeth aren't listening. And then Ruth Bader Ginsburg or Princess Kate Middleton or Vaughn Miller come in and they can't find a chair. So on video for the whole world to see, says, hey, up, out, move it. And for a minute, right on video, you're having this whispered conversation with the host, with the video rolling and every guest watching you. You get up, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg Middleton Miller takes your former seat. Wouldn't you rather dig a hole and crawl into it than have to walk all the way back to Arnold's fifth table now? Don't put yourself in that position. Start in the back with us. Then when the bishop, lead pastor, senator, CEO says, spots you and says, hey, it's my buddy! Come on up here to sit with us! Let the camera follow your proud march. And everyone will admire you as an A-lister. You're an insider. You must be a dog. Wow. Not a crazy dog, but a big dog in society. What I'm saying is, if you walk around with your nose up in the air, you're going to fall down flat on your face. But if you're content with being simply yourself, you will be more than yourself. Silence. So Jesus fills the silence. Look at the people at the head table, he says. Look at them. Your popular friends, that family, those family members who do you proud, your rich neighbors, the gentry, the pick of the pride. In French, we call them the au monde. I don't speak French. These are the top people. And they're around the top table. And we all know, and it's not a secret, that one of the reasons you invited them is so they can invite you. When they have a party at the Brown Hotel or at the Glenary Castle, you know they have to invite you. And it's that you, in protocol, you set them in front, they must sit you in front. So on the society page, photographer is there to get your pictures back. Try this on your side. Next time, invite the misfits. Invite our table, the misfit table, to be the head table. Invite the awkward, the shy, and the obnoxious, and the poor, and the family with little kids. None of them can pay you back, but you will be blessed, and you will be a blessing. Jesus sits down, and into the silence comes the scraping of his chair underneath the table, and he winks at Cousin Alf, and he asks shy Darla, hey, did you see this week's episode of This Is Us? What did you think about that? And he digs Aunt Marge into the ribs, and she actually giggles. And Jesus is smiling hugely when a piece of rope goes flying by his head, aimed at him by the toddler across the table. That's a party. Now, I really enjoyed retelling this episode of Jesus' life. I had a great time writing it. It's pretty fanciful, isn't it? I made it a good story, but it really isn't a story about our lives. This is a good story about Jesus telling them off in Bible times. You know, it's not our story. I can't remember the last time I went to a party and Kate Middleton was there. I have never worn Vera Wang in my whole life or any other designer dresses. And I've never really sidled up to a politician or celebrity for a photo op. Maybe not. Maybe I have sidled up for a photo op, but that's not important. Before we dismiss this as a good story of Jesus telling them off, I want to ask you a question. When you were in middle school, or are in middle school, or high school, or junior high, when you were in those places, or are in those places, who did you sit with, who do you sit with at lunch? Who'd you sit with? The athletes? The cool guys and women? Did you sit with the nerds? That was mostly my place. About half the time it was my place. Did you sit alone? Is your quiet and shy? That was mostly in high school. I didn't say, believe it or not, I didn't say 50 words in high school. Did you sit with the cool people? Did you sit with, who'd you sit with? Who do you hang out with? Have you all ever read the comic, another question, have you all ever read the comic Zitz? Zitz is about 16-year-old Jeremy. He's in high school, obviously. It's written by Tim Borgman and Jeremy Scott. And it's mostly written from the parents' perspective. So Jeremy's kind of a typical teenager that we parents see. Kind of sloppy, big feet, kind of doofusy. He's just a teenager. But as I look at it from my high school days perspective, Jeremy's cool. He's part of the cool crowd at school. He has a steady girlfriend. He owns, with his buddy, he owns half a VW van. And he's part of a garage band, and they actually play gigs for money. I don't know about your high school, but in my high school, a band, that's cool. I would never, ever have thought I could sit at the same lunch table with Jeremy. Now, as we look at the October 24th, cartoon strip from Zitz, Jeremy's the blonde-haired kid. What about that table? Yeah, Andy's sitting there. He's super awkward and nobody sits with him. On top of nobody sits with him. Hey, Andy, what's up? I like that. What's up? Mind if we join you? What I'm saying is this. If you walk around with your nose up in the air, you're going to fall flat on your face. But if you're content to simply be yourself, you will become more than yourself. Try this on your size. Next time, sit with the misfits. Invite the table in the back to be the head table. Hang out with the awkward, the shy, the obnoxious, the poor, the family of the weak kids. None of them can pay you back, but you will be blessed. And you will experience the blessing. This is such a simple message. And I'm going to brag on this. We live this out every week. Each and every week we live this out. I can almost guarantee that I'm never going to be invited to a presidential inauguration party. Or an after Oscar gala. Or a soiree at Buckingham Palace. I know that. Each and every time I come to the communion table, the greatest, most important VIP in the history of the world, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Prince of Peace, begs us to come to the table every time. He commands us to come to this table. This is the head table. It's not a mistake that we have it way up here. And look who's coming to this table. Look who we're sitting with. Look around who you're sitting with. Yikes. We are sharing the greatest life-giving feast of all time with the awkward, and the shy, the obnoxious, the misfits, the cool. There's actually some jacks out there. We're sharing with the band, the young, the old, the rowdy, children, way old folks, the rowdy, the poor, the well-behaved, the rich, those of us who have it all together, those of us who are broken. We're sharing the joyful feast of the people of God. So that makes us more than we thought we could ever be. Are the children of God. And we are all in this together. We're all welcome. We're all blessed so that we may be a blessing. By simply being who we are, we're more than we ever thought we could ask to be or imagine to be. We are the beloved children of God. After the offering, Kim will invite us to